Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so glad you could come out and hang with us tonight. Oh, God, we've got a great guest tonight. I grew up watching him, and I'm just so excited to speak with him tonight. And we have tonight actor Johnny Whitaker from Family Affair. You probably know him best from Family Affair and Sigmund and Sea Monsters, but he was in so many things. I mean, anytime they needed a child actor, they went to Johnny at the time. And you won't believe, once we talk about all the things he's done, you're going to say, oh, my God. That's right. Johnny was in that, too. It just amazes me. It amazes me. But before we start, thank you to our sponsors, the High Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWB Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and other stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Oka Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake.com, Cloyson Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearny, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com, and H21 Hand Sanitizer. Oh, boy, I can't wait to get this on a loop. Oh, Johnny, hi. Thank you so much. It's Johnny Whitaker, everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show, hon. How are you?
Yay! Applause.
Did you like that build-up in the beginning with the 2001 Space Odyssey? Did I lose you, John? Hello? John? Uh-oh. There he is. Where'd you go? I missed everything you said. We didn't hear anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just said 2001 is a Space Odyssey is definitely. What year did that come out? 70?
Well before 2001. I don't know.
Anyway, so it came out, and that's definitely my era.
Yes,
but,
yes.
But it's wonderful being here with you, and I love New Jersey.
Yeah, we were just talking, guys, before Johnny came on. We were talking. He's been to Clifton. I probably pulled a Karen on him at the freaking grocery store or something. I'm only kidding.
No, I'm just saying.
We probably could have bumped into each other and didn't even know it. That's what I mean,
absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely, yeah. And she has, her name is Noreen Priborski.
Uh-huh.
She has got probably one of the biggest collections in northern New Jersey of everything, she's got 100, or unfortunately she passed away, but she has like 150 dolls from the Marie Osmond dolls.
Oh, you mean when we had the collection growing up and all the characters and dolls? Yeah.
No, but this is the Marie Osmond China doll collection.
Oh, nice.
That Marie has.
Oh,
and
right.
Yeah, no, and on top of that, she has autographs from all of, we happened to meet at an autograph show.
Mm.
And through a mutual friend who was Linda Blair from from
Exorcist.
The Exorcist.
Yeah.
And with all that, we just had a became really close friends, and I helped her through some times. She definitely helped me through some times.
Mm-hmm.
But
so when you did when you did the chiller and all that, I'm sure you did the chiller at the
thought of. Oh yeah.
Did you stay in Clifton?
No, I stayed in the hotel.
Oh, okay. I was saying, you could have stayed here.
That's right.
They call my house Hotel Clifton. it's got a pool, that's why. They just want to go swimming.
Ah.
Yeah, usually in the summer we get lots of friends. So. Anyway.
What, if you got a pool or you live by the beach, well, she also, her father had a he had a house down the shore.
Oh, okay.
And went there a couple of times.
Are you a Jersey guy? Are you a Jersey
boy? No.
Where are you from originally?
Originally born and raised San Fernando Valley, California.
Okay. You're a California boy. Okay. I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know where you were from, honestly. I never knew. So.
No, no problem.
Yeah. So now, like I was saying earlier, is that I cannot believe, honestly, all the things you did. Did you feel like you were the go-to kid if they needed a kid for a movie or because you guys, there was like a bunch of you, you know, but you did so many of them.
But
you did all my favorites. I love The Littlest Angel. That was the sweetest thing. I'm fighting on what I should watch tonight. The Littlest Angel, or if I should watch, Russia.
Russians Are Coming. The Russians Are Coming.
Yes, I love that one, too. The Russians Are Coming. Two great movies. It could feel
right.
Good movies, you know? Just feel good movies. We don't see those anymore, you know?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was, if you remember, of course, Pamela Ferdinand, she mm-hmm. did the voice for Lucy for all of the Peanuts movies.
Oh, really? Huh.
And she also was the voice of, what's the pig cartoon? Charlotte's Web.
Yeah, Charlotte, yeah.
She did the voice for Charlotte, and she was also Tony Randall's daughter in
The Odd Couple?
The Odd Couple.
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay, yes, I do know. I didn't know the name, but now I know who you're talking about, yes.
Right, and she played in Sigmund and the Sea Monsters and
yeah.
Family Affair.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was Pamela, myself,
yeah,
and also, come on, brain. Rodimus Perrin.
And what did he do?
Rodimus was the boy who played the young Confucius. What was that?
Kung Fu.
Kung Fu.
With Carradine.
Yes.
Yeah, James Carradine.
Exactly. He played the young.
I know who he is. He's supposed to be coming on the show. I'm so sorry. Yes, I know exactly who he is.
And he, myself, Pamela, and a couple of others were the go-to kids, and we saw each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just had a great time.
Now, did you do anything with your singing career? Because you sang the. You sang the title cut of Sigmund and the Sea Monsters, and you used to tour with Sid and Marty Krofft. So,
yeah, I was supposed to be the next Donny Osmond. But Donny and I, we are still friends today. I mean, not the closest as time goes on, and people and family and all of that, but I had a big crush on Marie in college and sent her some flowers and we're still good friends. I mean, you know, the family, actually, we were in the same congregation in the Mormon faith when I was growing up.
You know, I have to say, I love the choice that they made for you to play Jody, because you did, Buffy and Jody did resemble Uncle Bill a lot. I mean, Sissy, too. But you know what? You look like him now, which is really beautiful and fabulous.
Well, and interestingly enough, people have said that I look a lot like him, and I appreciate that. I think he's was a good looking man.
Oh, I love him. Yeah.
And another thing interesting is Erin Murphy. She looks extraordinarily like Elizabeth Montgomery. We're friends. I mean, all of the young kids. Actually, we have our own Facebook page.
I didn't know that. What is it? Let me write that down.
You can only get on it if you are a former child actor, but it is a child actor page.
Okay.
I mean, I can get you access if you really want.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah.
I definitely would love to see that. Yeah. I was actually going to see if Erin wanted to join us. I was trying to reach her to join us for the Dawn Wells celebration we did last week, and I couldn't get in touch with her. I mean, there were so many people involved. It was so hard getting the schedule together, but it worked, thank God, and it was a wonderful evening. So, I do want to have Erin on as well. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just with Dawn, not the summer of 2019.
Hmm.
And, it was a sad, and it had to do with COVID.
Right. It was so sad for everyone. I mean, I didn't know Dawn personally. I was working on getting her on the show, and she was, not feeling well at the time. It was strictly a cold. And, then we know what happened, unfortunately. But, I mean, I grew up with her the same as I did with you. And you guys were in my house every day. No, I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy, but you were part of my life. And I love that I'm touching base with all you guys now. And it's such a wonderful feeling for me, especially with everything going on. You guys are taking my mind off all this crap. So I love it. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. We need something to make our lives a little better today. And, I mean, that's the kind of work that I'm doing today. But we don't have to get into that just yet. But I'm a drug and alcohol counselor and help people who can't.
I'm losing you. I'm losing you. Where are you now, guys? There you are. I lost you. We lost you.
Oh, sorry. But it's my nonprofit organization called Paso por Paso, which means step by step.
Ah. And now that's what you're doing now. You're an alcohol and drug counselor for. Now, why Spanish speaking, folks? Because you are the least looking Spanish speaking person I can see. Okay. So why did you? I mean, I think it's wonderful that you're doing it. Your Spanish must be phenomenal.
Well, my father taught us all growing up, introduced us to different cultures and especially the Hispanic culture growing up. I mean, we are as white bread, as waspy as they come, except not Protestant Mormon.
You're a Mormon? I didn't know that. No wonder you know Donnie. Okay, I get it now.
We Mormons stick together,
Good. That's good. Yeah. Everybody should stick together. We'd be a happier place.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, so I learned Spanish, at least, conversationally, a little more than, buenos dias, como esta.
Right.
Growing up. And it was important to my father that we were cultured. And he was a Mormon missionary to Uruguay in the late 40s. And when he came home, said all of his kids were going to learn Spanish. And then when he married my mother, she says, you're not going to have a separate code, so you're going to all speak English in the house. But when we had our family prayer in the morning or at night, I'd say 85% of the time when it was Dad's turn to pray, he would do so in Spanish.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And if we you know, understood a couple of words here or there, we could get a nickel or a dime or a whole phrase, we got a quarter. So
you wanted that quarter, so you were learning as much as possible.
Hey. when you're in the family,
once,
it ain't going around twice.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Do you still have the Whitaker Entertainment Talent Agency, or is that...
Yes, my sister started Whitaker Entertainment about 23, 24 years ago. And, 25 years ago, wow. Now that I'm thinking about it, because my nephew is 25, and she had it before he was born. But, yes, and I worked with her and was a partner for a little bit, but we, you know, dealt... My sister, how she got into the business was funny. I mean, she did the voice for Rue, for, you know, Kenga and Rue.
Oh, yeah. She was
the voice for Rue and Winnie the Pooh and Tigger 2, and she also played the part of the Tagalong Rabbit in Robin Hood, the Disney cartoon that came out in 73.
Wow.
The same year Tom Sawyer came out. But
I enjoyed you in Tom Sawyer. That movie always stuck with me. I never read the book, but that movie, that's all I needed to know. I've never read Tom Sawyer. But honestly,
I'm pretty sure that, and actually they used that version in junior high school. I don't know if they're ever going to use it anymore since we've got all these, you know, banning of books and banning of whatever it is.
Right, of everything, right.
This, you know, woke and banned culture, which, you know, I don't understand, but. That's for another day. We'll get to that.
When you come to Clifton, we'll talk about that.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Now that you don't go to her house, you can come to mine.
That's it. Go to see Ma. Her mother's still there. And then
me know.
Well, I'll take her out for dinner, for lunch.
Yes, you got to let me know.
Sure, absolutely.
I'll take you guys out. How's that?
Oh, okay. Well, that's very nice of
you. Yes, that would be beautiful. I'd love that.
But
I would love that. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry.
With my early introduction to languages, when I was doing the film, Jodie Foster's first film, my third film, because I was such a, you know, a prolific actor of the time.
You were in Paper Moon?
No. This was pre-Paper Moon.
Okay.
Paper Moon was not Jodie.
Yeah.
Paper Moon was not Jodie, but that was...
Tatum. I'm so sorry.
Tatum O'Neal, yeah.
Yes.
But this was pre-Taxi Driver.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And pre-Bugsy Malone. Bugsy.
Yeah, you're going way back now. Before.
And it was... she played Samantha to my Napoleon in the movie Napoleon and Samantha.
Oh, wow.
Where Will Gere, who was Grandpa in the Waltons, and a very young Michael Douglas, Will Gere, Vito Scotti, who was a very prolific actor as well, but always played the Italian or the Hispanic guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, he sells a lion to me, and Jodie Foster, a big circus lion. And I bring him home and find out that my grandfather, you know, just says he needs to have lots of milk because he really doesn't eat meat because he doesn't have the teeth anymore.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a great movie. And Jodie Foster was preparing to go into the Los Angeles Le Lycée Français, which is it's a big French school that they have all over the world, but especially here in Los Angeles, and I think there's one in New York. And anyway, it's a private school, but in order for her to get in, she had to speak fluent French.
Oh.
And so Jodie and I studied French together that whole summer while we were making the film.
Oh,
and
wow.
So now I have Spanish and some French, and today I am fluent in 6 languages.
Wow. Wow. Well, it's a good thing I only speak once, and the one that you speak is what I speak. So that's good.
No, you speak 2.
No, well, I don't know. John, hang on. Listen, we got a caller. You want to take a caller? Want to speak to a fan?
Absolutely.
Hang on. Hold on. Here we go. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Johnny Whitaker. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good, honey.
John, I'm a big fan of actors. I'm actually trying to get into the acting world. Can you give me any advice? My name is Jesse, by the way.
Jesse, how old are you, Jesse?
I'm actually 37. And I actually have my ups and downs, believe it or not. My biggest achievement was getting read about on the New York Times saying Jesse Perez is a promising actor. I still have that for you.
Wow.
Off on a plate. It was a play called Roulette. It was in Queens Theater in the Park, and I got lucky enough that somebody came in a New York Times I'm sorry for the background noise. Somebody came and seen me, and yeah.
So my question is to you: so, are you married?
Well, I'm divorced with a child. I'm doing concierge work, and I'm thinking about getting back into the work.
Okay.
No problem. So, was that a paid gig or was that a free gig?
It was a free gig. And, you know, I want to say something also. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Sure.
But I want to say something. Like, everybody's like, why do you do free gigs? It's for stuff like that when you get exposure like that. But, you know.
Right. Tell them, John. Any publicity is good publicity. But pay is good, too.
Hey, there is an actor. I still act today. I mean, I don't do it as much as I did as a child. But I've written a short that I'm going to be filming hopefully before the summer, and I'm also directing it, and I'm going to be doing a documentary. So I still have my foot in the field. And,
is there any chance
for
a 37-year-old Puerto Rican, 240 pounds?
Por supuesto, mijo. Duda.
Well, what kind of advice are you looking for, Jess? Like, do you want to know what kind of work are you looking for in the acting industry? How about that? Like, have you done commercials or anything yet? I mean,
this is so embarrassing to say. I had 2 paid gigs. One was on LaGuardia Community College, and they told me I wasn't speaking Spanish the right way, which I don't even know what that means. You know,
But how, on a scale from 1 to 10, how good is your Spanish?
I mean, I could understand 100%, but it's a little broken. But, I mean,
okay.
I'm Puerto Rican, though, so.
No, hey, I can talk Puerto Rican, too, you know.
No, okay, so I'll say it like
but,
this. You puedo hablar así. Yeah.
Okay. La gran
pero la gente entiende cuando yo tengo algo con mi lengua. Con...
Para decir.
Ajá.
Pues, pero hablas como americano.
Como americano.
You
yeah.
talk like an American instead.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And so that's the reason that they want somebody
want
who
somebody
speaks it without an accent.
Fluently, baby.
Right. And the best way to get a better accent, mijo, is
mm-hmm.
to speak English with an accent real strong so that you know how to speak Spanish, because después tú hablas en inglés, después es mucho más fácil hablar en español.
Oh, wow, that's great advice. I know. Wow, that's great advice. So,
yeah, but anyway, so
have you ever thought about being an acting coach?
I am an acting coach.
Uh-huh.
Okay, can I reach out to you after this
absolutely.
Show?
Give me my email is pretty easy. It's Johnny at johnnywhitaker.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's two N's for Johnny and one T for Whitaker, Whitaker. But the most important thing for you is
mm-hmm.
to take care of your baby.
Mm-hmm.
Make
yeah,
sure that you've got yourself a solid job to take care of your baby, because that's your number one responsibility right now.
Right.
And number two is yourself seen. I can help you by, you know, yes, definitely some acting work, but more important is for you to be seen. You're a little porky, right?
Yeah.
Okay. At 240, I'm more than you weigh. I weigh more than you do, so I don't mind saying I'm a little porky, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's always you won't get a De Niro job, or you know, but you can always play the Puerto Rican side dude, you know? And
well, I mean, look, it made wonders for Luis Guzman, right?
Oh, yeah. No, and there's tons of
and I actually think I'm a little more handsome than him, which is probably the problem. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, there you go. That's not a problem. But the secret is for you to get as much experience and as much exposure as possible.
Can I ask you a couple more questions before I leave?
Sure.
that's up
to our host.
No,
here.
I was
oh,
going to
no.
say is that close.
Okay. John, this is your show, honey. Take it away. I love
no
that
problem.
I love that you're helping them. That's great. Go ahead.
Sure.
One of the most boring plays in my opinion, like, I'm a big Hamilton fan. No, actually, I don't like Hamilton. I like In the Heights. I love John Manuel Laurent.
Okay.
John, oh my God, I'm pronouncing his name all butchered.
Very good.
Oh, great. And I'm sorry I butchered your name. But
okay.
What I was gonna say is like plays like Our Town, I just cannot understand. They're so boring to me. Like, for me, I'm a Puerto Rican guy from Elmont, like New York, and in the Heights is, it just brought a whole new reality to me.
What it does is you recognize your own life, and that's called catharsis. So that means I see myself up on the stage. I see people that I know up on the stage. That's why it's important that we have plays and theater and movies and series on television that reflect the population,
Right.
And, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff that might not be so exciting and interesting, but if you understand the, you know, the behind the scenes or the reasons for what you're doing.
Well, West Side Story is one of my favorites also. Like, there's also...
Yeah. And that's because... That's because it has Puerto Ricans in it, and because all of the love story that came from the from
Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, I know that.
So, and that's why, as an actor, it's important to know how to do Shakespeare and how to do From the Heights. You know, you need
to do them all. See, that's the problem with me. I was never able to speak Shakespeare. But I can spit you 34 bars off a big pun, you know? Like, and that's what I love. I'm not trying to sound dumb, you know,
I'm so sorry. But what I would highly suggest is that you continue to find a way to act wherever you can.
Right.
You know,
like,
if it's at church, if it's just, you know, going and being whatever it is that you can do, do it and raise your hand at church or raise your hand when they want, you know, anybody to do something, get experience and keep on
doing
it.
That's the problem right now, because I'm 37 years old and I have my son. So it's not that easy to find, like if I want to go back into it, I want to go back in full force, which I know is kind of, like, naive to say, but, I want an acting gig, a paid acting gig from the beginning, but that's not possible, right?
Well, you know, in acting, it is
a crapshoot.
Well,
to some degree.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What happens is your first job is about 90% luck and.
Big job, big job.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, how did you, you know,
how did I get the acting gig with my New York Times?
Yeah, you just have to keep working.
Get your feet wet. Get out there. The more you do it, it's like playing baseball. Every game you play is practice, you know, you get better with each game. And the more you act, the better you get at it, the more confident you get, the more, you know, like he said, you need exposure. You got to get out there. You got to do it. You just got to do it. But remember, there's an old adage, don't quit your day job. And there's a reason for it. So you have to work. You have to work to support your life, to be able to move on and do what you want to do. And when you reach that plateau, then you can quit your job, and then that'll be your job. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, like myself, I have a part-time job that I'm doing now so that I can pay the bills. And then, you know,
you left.
During I'm writing my memoirs, and I'm writing you know, the script, and sometimes you got to do things for that, but the secret is just doing it, because acting is doing.
Right.
I love one story also. I love how a couple of years ago, the lady tried to job shame Elvin from the Cosby Show that he was working on Trader Joe's.
Oh, we got spotted. Well, you know, he was already an actor, but you know what? I mean,
then every actor was like, so why post that picture? Who cares? We all worked our way through. Like, I love the way you guys think.
Well, you know, Jess, maybe you could be another Lin-Manuel Miranda, and if you get yourself more involved in books, like Johnny was saying, and on Shakespeare and stuff, you could turn a Shakespearean play into Hamilton. That's what he did. He took his experience of Hamilton and turned it into a play, and you could cast everybody Puerto Rican, and there you go, you got a job.
I know, but I'm gonna be the unpopular opinion right here. I didn't like Hamilton that much. Oh my God, I feel like the devil saying that.
I didn't see it.
Well, I watched it on Disney. Yeah.
John, do you have anything else you want to give to Jesse so we can take?
Yeah, absolutely. I just say, keep on doing it. Keep on, and get as much exposure and information.
Hey, John, can you reach out? John, can you reach out to me, or I'll reach out to you either way. I really would like your email. My name's at JesseRican1 on Twitter.
Well, it's a lot easier if you reach out to me.
Johnny at JohnnyWhitaker.com.
That's not that hard.
You got to do the work, my friend. I'm not going to do it for you.
No, of course. No problem.
All right, Jesse.
Thanks for your call, my friend.
Yes, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I think I just met another next acting coach.
Well, give him an email. You guys will work out well.
Absolutely.
All right, Jesse, take care. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Take care. All right, John. Sorry, I didn't know if you wanted to continue that conversation or not.
No, I'm happy to do so.
No,
but
I know.
Make sure it's your show, and your fans and your audience.
No, I'm so glad that you could help him. But honestly, I mean, he it sounds like he wants to do it, but he's got to do the work. It's not gonna you just gotta walk in and be spotted, you know.
That's the way it is with anything. We have to.
Exactly. Got to work.
Sometimes it's not easy, and sometimes. And then you've got people, like the big voice guy who, because he was hanging out on the street, somebody heard his voice. And,
oh, yes. I'm friends with him. I'm dying to get him on the show. I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
Right.
Oh, God.
But,
yeah.
A wonderful example of, hey, you just keep doing it long enough, and he had a fairly good career for a little while, and he's still doing some voiceovers, and hey, that's some good experience.
Right. Excuse me.
But so just going back to Jodie Foster, so she, she was. And has been a good friend, but, when she won her first Academy Award, I sent her $150 big at the time. I mean, this is now 20-plus years ago, a bouquet of red roses and said, congratulations, you deserve this. And I actually sent it to her mother's house because I didn't have her address.
Nice.
And when she won her second Academy Award, I was not going to spend that money because I didn't get a message back saying thank you or anything.
Right.
Which is okay, but,
Oh, well,
So on the second one, I sent a fax with my own picture drawn of 12 red roses, and I faxed it to Egg Pictures and just said, first time she won, I sent a bouquet and didn't hear back. This time it's with as much love and affection as the first time, but it's just a picture of the roses.
Oh, God.
And I did get a response from her assistant. I got a letter that said, Jody thanks you.
Aw, that's sweet. That's sweet. Well, you know what? I love that all you guys are so, like, stayed friends throughout the years. I love that, you know, because it's just great that you guys are real. Because you guys are like a little family, you know what I mean? And it's,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's wonderful. I got to ask you something. This is a really stupid question. Billy Barty. Was he a mean guy or a nice guy?
Oh, no. Billy.
Because he always played the mean guy, you know. And for kids to see a mean guy, you know, that's a small person at the time. He was scared us, you know.
So. Right. No. Yes, he did play some good bad guys.
Yeah.
But he was a sweet man. I mean, he was already in his 50s. Or late 40s when I worked with him on Sigmund.
Right.
And he always had a little hitch in his giddy up. And as a little person, he had dwarfism. And that always has problems with your bones and things.
Right.
But when you saw Sigmund run, you could watch Sigmund have this little hitch in his giddy up when he ran down the street.
Yeah.
And that just, you know, kind of warms my heart when I see it and knowing that it was Billy inside.
Hmm. Yeah. Because when we were watching as kids, we didn't know, if he was a nice guy in real life or not, you know, so.
Yeah. No, you just saw some of the Mr. Shrinker and.
No, remember that one? Oh, my
other
God. All the songs still stick in my head, dude. Dr. Shrinker, Dr. Shrinker, he's a madman with an evil mind. Remember that? I mean, that Saturday mornings were fabulous.
That is.
Did you used to watch it, too, or no?
I did.
Oh, see? We
well,
all did.
I mean, yeah.
That's all and we had was Saturday.
That's right.
Yeah. God,
well, my dad loved Saturday because he would wake us all up about 7 in the morning, and he would make us all breakfast, pancakes or, potatoes. Just a fantastic Saturday morning breakfast. And then as soon as we all had the food that we needed, and then he'd throw us in front of the the TV, and then he'd go back and, knock my mom's socks off, And by the end of the, by the early morning, about, 10 o'clock, Dad comes out all, power-driven now, ready to take on the world. And Mother was just very happy. And, of course, that's the way you get 8 kids.
Right, right. Oh, my God. Well, hey, you guys were happy and so were they. So everybody was
happy. Oh,
yeah.
But we knew we did not open up or knock on the door for whatever reason. My older sister just understood what was going on and said, don't bother them. She took care of all the business at that point for that hour or 2 hours. And, my mom and dad were two people who really loved each other and showed it openly affectionate with, themselves in front of the kids and made us all feel, have that stability and, nothing against a single parent or that, but it just was a nice thing that we don't always have today.
Nice.
A full family with a mother and father and kids, and everybody gets along.
Right.
We had our problems, our fights, our situation. But we also had, you know, some good old-fashioned values, I guess.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the way we grew up. That's how, you know, we grew up. So, that's, you know, it's different now. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
It's very different. So, you know, but what was your favorite, pardon me, what was your favorite Saturday morning show?
Sigmund and the Sea Monsters,
of course. I mean, other than Sigmund and the Sea Monsters. Sorry, pardon me. I should have rephrased that.
No. Well, the Jackson 5.
Oh, that was a great cartoon. Yeah.
Well, that was on opposite of Sigmund.
Yeah. And then I think Fat Albert was next, maybe. I think. I don't know.
Right?
Yep.
Fat Albert, but I like the Jackson. And Michael and I became friends, not best of friends, but I say acquaintances. And when I went to New York to do the Felt Forum at Madison Square Garden with Sid and Marty Krofft, the whole Jackson family was in the first class. My teacher, my mother, and myself were also there.
Oh, wow.
And became, you know, somewhat good friends, and at least, and I went to their concert that next day.
Oh,
and was a special guest at their concert.
Nice. How nice was that? Yeah, we had some great shows. My God. Now, I've got to ask you, since we're on it, since we're talking about Sid and Marty Krofft, did you know I said Marty? Marty. Oh, my God.
Marty.
Sid and Marty Krofft. Sorry about that.
That's when I said you speak two languages. You speak English and Jersey.
And Jersey. I knew you were going to say that. When you said I speak two languages, I knew it. What are they going to say about Sid and Marty Krofft? Oh, give me a minute. Oh, shoot. I don't write questions down, John. We're just talking, so I'm trying.
That's okay.
I was going to say.
So you suffer from CRS just like I do.
Uh-oh. What's CRS?
Well, in mixed company, it's can't remember stuff.
Well, yeah, I got that big time, yeah.
And it's the other S word when you're not on the radio.
Oh, I got it. What was it like when you guys were doing the city? I can't get this out. Sid and Marty Krofft tours with the Brady Bunch and doing those performances. That must have been crazy. You guys were like rock stars.
Oh yeah,
it was
great. We I remember very well having the whole show that we did at the Hollywood Bowl, and that was with Jack Wilde, myself, the puppets from Sid and Marty Krofft,
mm-hmm.
and the Brady Bunch kids.
Right.
And it was tons of fun.
So what did you sing other than the theme to Sigmund and Sea Monsters? Did you have a whole set, or you just opened the show with that?
No, I just opened the show with Friends from Sigmund and the Sea Monsters.
You gotta have friends.
She's got it. She knows
it. I'm sorry. You can. I love this stuff. Oh, my God. I love it. I try to explain to my kids all the time what it was like, and they don't get it, you know. They just think their mother's weird. That's all, you know.
And that's okay. You know, they'll look back on their, you know, they don't have anything that, I mean, they've got everything and nothing.
Hmm.
So, you know. 150,000 channels
right.
They can see, but you know, when you and I were growing up, there were three of them, and then a couple of local.
Right.
You know, there was ABC, CBS, and NBC.
That's it.
And then you had another one.
We had PBS.
PBS. But that one you had to have rabbit ears.
Yeah, that was chat. Yeah, right. Oh God, We had Channel 13 here on the East Coast. What was it out there?
Right, and we have that in L.A. and Channel 5.
And then Channel
11.
Then Channel 9 and 11 came in. Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, God. Things have changed, like, so crazy. It really has. I mentioned the other day to somebody, I don't know who I was talking to. I think it was somebody at work or so. I don't even know how it came up. We're just saying that technology, it really is a good thing, but it's also a bad thing. I mean, it really has caused a lot of problems, you know, other people losing jobs over it. That's just to mention one thing. The internet, I mean, it's great, but boy, there's a lot of crazies out there now. So,
Right.
It's crazy, but it's a good thing to move forward, but I am stuck in the past. I don't know about you, but I am.
Well, some days I am. And
it's a better time.
Oh, well, it was a different time.
Yes.
And we had, now that we got about 10 minutes left, I do want to share about what I'm doing today.
Yes, yeah, I want to know, yes.
And that is, I have my nonprofit called Paso por Paso. And in Spanish or in English, that means step by step. But my website is PASOPASO.org. And
wait, John, go back again.
No problem.
PASOPASO. Yeah.
.org. And basically, our main focus is helping individuals find treatment and recovery from drugs and alcohol in their own language.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked with people who are French, who are Spanish speakers, Portuguese, and sign language, which are the five languages that I speak most proficiently. English, Portuguese, Spanish, American Sign Language, and French. But, for almost 20 years, I have been a drug and alcohol counselor, counseling individuals who have problems with, drugs and alcohol.
Right.
I have 23 years clean and sober.
Good for you.
From all mind-altering substances.
Wow.
And it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I would ever want to go through it again.
Mm.
But I'm not ashamed of anything that I had to learn. As a counselor, everything that I've gone through has helped me to help other people.
Right.
And I think that's one of the most important parts of any type of job or work that we do is if we can help other people, and especially as a person in recovery myself, especially during this pandemic, drugs and alcohol have been so prolific because, number one, people are bored, and that's one of the number one reason why people drink or use is out of boredom.
John, I was going to ask, have you noticed an increase, a really tremendous increase with what's going on these days?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And as a counselor, we find that one of the major reasons that people drink in excess or use is, one of them is out of boredom. And when you get to drinking to the excess, then your body becomes tolerant and needs it. And then it's hard to let go.
Right. I was going to say, you said something before that made me think about something. I've never thought before what you said is a really good reason why people probably stay clean, because you never want to have to experience that and go through that again. And because that's tough, man. That's tough. My brother's a counselor. He went through the same thing, and it's tough. It's not an easy road.
No, well.
And to be
one of the things that
is amazing.
Yeah, one of the things that I tell people is there's a big difference between being spiritual and being religious.
Right.
And religious people are afraid of hell. Mm. Spiritual people have lived in hell and don't want to go back.
Mm. Very good. I got to write that down. Hold on. I got to quote you saying that because I love that.
Yeah.
What is it again?
No.
Say it again.
Religious people are afraid of hell.
Afraid of hell. Yep.
Spiritual people have lived in hell and don't want to go back.
True.
And, you know, I have lived through my hell. And all of us, you know, life isn't easy for anyone. And even if you're wealthy, you're going to have problems with that. If you don't have any money, you're going to have problems there. I'll give you another quote from my deceased uncle, who was very wealthy.
Mm.
He said, money can't buy happiness, but it sure lets you choose the particular type of misery you want to live in.
Mm. Well, it's funny because my saying is they say money can't bring happiness, but if it brings misery, I think I'll take it. So, you know, I'll take the misery. Like you said, different misery.
Right.
Anyway.
And, you know, and with all that we've had to endure in this last year, is something that, you know, we will look back and generations will look back on us and just say, wow, how did they get through it? What did they do?
What the hell
and,
is that?
You know, and, you know, all of this craziness with the election and all of the craziness of just living today. Wow, we made it, you know, and
it's
now hopefully
crazy.
Things won't get too messed up by other people, but hey, we'll deal with it.
Yeah, we got to do it one day at a time. That's all we can do. And hopefully
exactly.
We come together and work together and, you know, and make America America again. That's all I got to say. I want America back. I want my country back.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like I've been in the Twilight Zone, man. I'm telling you. God. Hey, John. Go ahead, honey. I'm sorry. I was going to ask
you. Well, I was just going to say the most important thing is listening to one another and not thinking that you are the only one that is right.
Right.
And accept that you have the right to be wrong and the wrong to be right.
Mm. Oh, God, I gotta write that down. Hold on. I'm gonna quote you on this in the paper. That's why. Hold on.
No problem.
You have a right to be wrong.
No.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. You have the right to be wrong.
Right.
And the wrong to be right.
Oh. Sounds like a song, too. You got the right to be wrong. We're wrong to be right.
That was like a good one. Start.
I don't know. Something.
Let's get it down there.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, have you ever written a book, John?
I am. I've got about half of.
Oh, wow. Well, tell us, what's it going to be about?
Well, it's all about growing up in Hollywood.
Yep.
Growing up as someone who, before he was 16, made close to $3 million.
Wow, you made a lot of money back. That's a lot of money for back then. That's like almost maybe $30 million now, maybe.
Yeah,
no?
Close to it.
Wow.
And a real quick note to leave here on is when I did 3 Walt Disney movies, I actually did 4, but I knew about the 3 that I was doing. And Disney was offering 1-for-1 stock options.
Mm.
I had no idea what a stock option was.
Right.
And
right.
My peers were always 10, 15, 20 years older than I and older. But this guy said, well, what it is that you are working for Disney and
right.
you buy and help them to make more money or more movies by giving some of your money back.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount that you give to Disney, they will give you that back again. So whatever it is that you give them, you get double. And I said, oh, that sounds great. So I told my mom and dad, I was making about 15 grand a movie. I said, let's take half the money, 7,500 bucks, and put it into Disney stock. And then they would give me $7,500 worth of Disney stock at the time so that I would have $1,500 worth of Disney stock.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what stock was at that time?
Right.
99 cents a share.
Wow.
And now it's about 140, 150.
Yep.
But it's also tripled, quadrupled, doubled, tripled, quadrupled over and over again. My $15,000 worth of 15,000 shares of stock in Disney in 1971 today would be worth $50 million.
Wow. Now, do you go to Disney a lot? And if you do, are you treated as Johnny Whitaker or nobody knows? You just go there as yourself?
Sometimes.
Hmm.
But, in the day that I worked there, I got free passes all over the place.
Right, right.
Now we don't, I get a smile and a welcome, but nothing free.
Well, we got to change that. Why don't you do something about that?
Absolutely.
You know? Oh, my God.
So how long is your show?
As long as you want to talk, hon, as long as this is your show. It's your night. You're talking about you, and I'm talking about you, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. It was a pleasure getting to know you, and I thank you so much for spending the last, I don't know, what we talk, an hour?
About an hour, yeah.
My goodness. But you definitely have to let me know when you're coming to Clifton. When do you? If this crap wasn't going on, when do you think you would have been here?
Oh, well, I'm hoping to get to Chiller sometime.
When it comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when Chiller comes back, you better let me know that you're in town. So
I shall.
I would love to see you. I would love to see you, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Okay, because, I'm a crazy Jersey girl,
I love crazy Jersey girls. Hey, well, it's been wonderful talking with you and your fans and your people, but I do have to go.
Yes, sir. Well, I thank you again. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, let's keep in touch, and anytime you've got an evening that you need somebody and you can't find them, give me a call and we'll talk again.
Yeah, let's hang out, because you got to have friends. Yeah, you got to have friends.
Friends.
Yeah, you got to have friends. Yeah, we got to do that.
Well, we had a new Sigmund, and you can watch both the new Sigmund and what we call Sigmund, classic Sigmund on, it's on... Amazon Prime.
No kidding. When did that come out?
2017.
Oh, 2017.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It had a new Johnny and a new Scotty, and but lots of fun. So go out there and see it, and give us a holler at Paso por Paso or Johnny at johnnywhitaker.com. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening.
Thank you, Johnny. Oh, my God, everybody. Johnny Whitaker, thank you, John. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining
thank
me.
Thank you.
We'll talk soon, okay? Take care,
hon.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Oh, so sweet. I love talking to these guys. They're so nice. You have no idea. It's so nice to be a part of this group that I grew up watching and came into my living room every day. And you know what? If you guys call in, look, I mean, this Jesse called in and asked Johnny Wicker for acting advice. How cool is that? My God. Well, I would think it was cool. So, anyway, let me just say I apologize to the folks that I need to reach out to. It's been a crazy week. I'll just say it at that. And tomorrow night, believe it or not, we didn't even get to talk about this. Oh, God, John, Jesus. Tomorrow, we've got Kathy Garver on from Family Affair. And she's written a book about her life as well. And I can't wait to talk to her, Sissy. Kathy Garver, who played Sissy on Family Affair. So that's going to be cool. I can't wait to hang out with her, too. So I thank you again, Johnny Whitaker. I appreciate it so much. It was great to know you tonight. And thanks. I hope you guys all enjoyed the show. I had a nice time. A lot of fun. I always have a great time. So anyway, I don't know. Call me weird. I sit here and talk to people and have a good time. I like talking to people. Sorry. All right. Thank you to the High Bar Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey. KWV Wines. La, 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 la. KWV Wines in South Africa. Tees for the Times and other stuff in Clifton, New Jersey. Syntech Productions in Oakland Harbor, New Jersey. Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's sake. And, you know, we got a, I think I got a newsletter from them. Jeez, they're doing some kind of contest. You should check it out. It's called Take a Break for Cancer.org. And what they do is they give respite to people who are going through cancer and basically just take you away and whiz you away from a life of dealing with everything that comes with having cancer. And it's just to take you away from everything and be a family again and not think about anything if you can, you know, as much as possible. So you should really check that out. Take a Break for Cancer.org / for Pete's sake. Cloison Designs in New Jersey. Think Big Picture LLC in New York. The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey. Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com, and H21 Hand Sanitizer. We've got, like I said, Kathy Garver coming up tomorrow, which is great. I don't have my calendar handy, and I really don't feel like reaching back. It's going to be too much work today, folks. Sorry about that. Anyway, yeah, I had a great time. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, John Whitaker. Thank you so much. Oh, God, bring Chiller back so I can hang out with all my friends that I'm meeting on this show. I'm telling you, it's going to be so cool to finally meet everybody. I can't even say. All right, what are we going to end with tonight? I don't know. What's today? Saturday? Oh, boy, what kind of Saturday? Okay. How about, you know what? Let's pick it up a notch. Oh, guys, I'm going to throw together another show probably at the end of the month. I'm going to have all the people, all my guests that have been on who premiered or debuted music, and I'm going to do a night of just their music. So that's going to be cool. I really love doing that. I did it for Christmas, and I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. So I'm hoping you guys would take part of that, too, and enjoy that. So I want to end it with this one. I loved it. It was John Bermuda Schwartz in the Rip Masters. It's called Walk On You, and I need a little pick-me-up. Maybe I'll get a little blood pumping in me here. All right, folks, thanks for listening. Take care. Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow with Kathy Garver. Take care. AplauseRadioShow.com. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.
I'm going to put your picture in my shoe the way you walked on me. I'm going to walk right on you. Walk 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on by. And each step I'm going to smile. I'm going to walk on you the way you walked on me. Well, I could walk through the desert, walk up every hill, step in every mud puddle from here to Brazil. on me. I'm gonna walk out on you. And all the rules you treat with a 5 on my. With each step, I'm gonna smile. Well, I'm walking on you.